For a bunch of savages at the end of the day. What's up? What's happening? Welcome to another edition of The Short Porch presented by Barstool Sports and our friends at Miller Lite. Not that long ago, going out with friends. It's a little too complicated. You used to worry about where you go, what you look like, who you'd invite. Now, getting together for a beer with your closest friends isn't so complicated, and these days actually feels like more like it should. It's Thanksgiving week, folks. Whether you're, you could be traveling home, just do it safely. To visit your family, or you might just be in your apartment just doing your own thing, doing that with some great tasting, less filling, 96 calorie, 2.2 carb Miller Lights. My personal favorite beer. Brings out Miller Time. Miller Time, the best time. Miller Time combined with Thanksgiving time, maybe like one of the more elite times of the year. I personally love this whole week. Just like, well, I mean, I guess
this year it's not
a little
insane.
Dampered, but usually, but I've blogged in the past like this is the best sports week of the entire year. Usually,
I wasn't even thinking sports; just life perspective. Yeah, I love this week. Like Barstool, we work 2 days, but it's like good vibes in the office.
Oh, you work 2 days; I work the whole week.
He's such a cocksucker. He really is such a cocksucker.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, okay. All right, you're with me. Yeah.
The office is open 2 days.
You're a cocksucker. Yeah. No, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
The office is open 2 days this week, always. You're a cocksucker. Mm. And then Wednesday is Thanksgiving Eve. Usually now, I mean, it still is Thanksgiving Eve, but usually you go out to the bar, see your friend, see people from high school. That's always fun.
A little bummed that...
That sucks.
Like, Thanksgiving Eve to me is, like, my favorite day of the year. Like, going home, it's, like, always just a shit show, whatever. But this year, switch it up a little bit. Just going to spend it at home. And, of course, Miller Lite going to be accompanying me. So whether you're toasting in person or cheersing from far away, Miller Lite has always been there. But bringing you and your friends together for Miller Time. Miller Lite, great taste, only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs. However you and your friends are enjoying Miller Time, you can have the original light beer delivered by going to MillerLite.com/porch. Find the delivery options near you. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces. Do you hear the thing? This guy reminded me on the rundown that – you just can't go to the liquor store on Wednesday in, like, Pennsylvania.
So, yeah, I think it's bars and restaurants. Stop serving alcohol at 5 p.m.
I think it's liquor stores, too.
No, I
You fact-checked it?
That was a great ad, by the way. I thought it was part of the episode. Just want to let you know.
Thank you.
It was a good ad.
Yeah.
I thought it was about to comment.
Marty's beginning to appreciate more my side because he's starting to do it for his podcast, which is Benchmob. Go listen to that. New episode out.
Today,
which is...
It's out now. It's going to be 2 days a week.
You have to do that. There's too much going on.
Before we get into everything, two things. One, like Thanksgiving Eve is the biggest drinking
night
of
the year. If you say New Year's Eve, go fuck yourself.
New Year's Eve is the worst because I don't like people telling me I need plans for it. But when do you guys eat Thanksgiving dinner? What time?
I know. What's the Brandon Walker thing? Like 10 a.m.?
We eat late. I eat at like usually 5:36.
That's actually late. Yeah, that's actually pretty late.
That's a great time to eat. I wish I ate that time. My mom is always she just slow cooks. If we eat around 5 or 6, it's a miracle, but I've had times where I eat at like 8.
I'm not
agreeing to that.
Me.
That's fucking nonsense.
I know a lot of people on holidays will do like the 3 p.m. dinner. Usually, typical years it's at my house. People come over around 3. We do some antipasta, some appetizers until about 5:30, 6. And then we have
my mom will always cook me. She'll just give me a fuck ton of shrimp cocktail to hold me over if she feels like she's running late because she knows I love shrimp. It's key to my heart. So, like, that will push me over. But I want to eat around 5 or 6 usually in things. Usually, hey, like, halftime of the second NFL game is the perfect Cowboys timing. Game,
yeah, I'm like a 4:30 probably. Eight's insanely late.
Great. Agree.
Brandon Walker.
And Mama Hubs, hopefully you're listening to this while you're making things. Let's speed it up a little bit. Let's maybe not eat at 8 o'clock this week. Let's do 5 or 6. That'd be great. Brandon Walker's, what is it?
11:30. Insane. But supposedly,
should be arrested.
I tweeted, and like a lot of Southern people are like, yeah, it's like, no.
What are you the rest of the
I mean,
starve?
Santa didn't even come out of the Macy's Day Parade yet, and you're fucking full. You can't be having
What do you do at 7 o'clock?
You're sleeping. You're asleep for the Ravens game.
Also, like, I want to be eating while football is going on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I'm not allowed to watch TV during dinner.
Oh yeah, we are.
It's unfortunate.
That's a family rule?
Like, just no TVs.
Oh, no.
Sucks.
My sister will try to enforce that rule. I'll laugh in her face.
There's not a God, you hate your sister. There's not a TV.
We've actually had a good year. We've had a much better year, but yeah, I mean, still rough.
There's not a TV in the dining room where we usually eat. This year I think it's only like 4 or 5 or so. So
it's always small for me.
I got fucking 2 Thanksgivings now.
Oh, why? No.
Because I have a huge family and they we don't want to combine them because
I was thinking something else.
Of like, because of COVID.
I was too, but I was like, well, it's not flying in Texas.
Yeah. No. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, oh, God.
No, no. I literally have, this is my own family. I have so much fucking.
I mean, what's
fucking...
That's dumb because theoretically you could just go spread it from family to family. Like, if you're worried about like all people together.
Oh, believe me, I understand. It's like, it makes no sense. Like, my one family's like, I don't know if I want to be together with another family. I don't know where they've been. It's like, but I'm going to be there. Then you're going to see me the next day. So, but regardless, I got 2 Thanksgivings.
But I am looking forward. I haven't been home in months. So I'm looking forward to just relaxing and Thanksgiving is great. I love
you're not going to be working all day, every day?
No, I work while I eat and while I relax.
I have a Thanksgiving opinion. Oh. My opinion is I hate Thanksgiving opinions. Everybody has to have a, I hate turkey.
So no one can have opinion in your world?
I just think everybody is like, this is my Thanksgiving thing. Like, I don't like turkey.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
People coming at you like, I don't remember what side of mac and cheese you're on, but that's a whole big thing. People are like, I hate stuffing. Just fucking eat the food. Like, I like the food. I like turkey. I like stuffing. I like
gravy.
I like sweet
gravy is all of a sudden a big fucking
contention. Shut up and eat the fucking food. We eat it once a year. Stop complaining about the turkey. It's good. I like the meal. Shut up.
You are a big, like, you don't, when everyone's behind something or everyone's doing something, like talking about something, you hate.
That's a fact, and you know that. Yes, but it's not that I hate the thing. I just hate when people are like, they're like chasing like that. Oh, everybody else is
saying that. Well, yeah, they're chasing. Yeah, exactly. Like, even what I tweeted today, so many people are going at each other's throats about the, like, what time to eat. Like, that's just what people are
like, even that,
I'm going to kill your family.
How dare you eat it that late? How dare you eat that early? Just shut up. Just shut up. It's just fucking Thanksgiving. Eat the food, watch some football, and drink some Miller Lite.
You ever cleanse your palate?
Yeah.
What? It's the same way you said that on radio this morning. You just said it with no context at all.
Yeah, I mean, just cleanse your palate.
You know, a swig of water. No. A Mexican restaurant. You ever been to a Mexican restaurant where they have like it's a special ice before you eat?
That's what I do on Thanksgiving. I have a sorbet with green alcohol that you put
it's
and
really
you eat,
good.
And it's delicious, and you like are hungrier, and it just cleanses your palate for the big meal.
I've never done it. TJ, have you done that?
Not that one specifically, but like sushi, like ginger is a palate cleanser. You're supposed to eat in between like different types of fish.
I don't do that.
I've never heard of the sorbet thing until you said it to me.
I've heard K Pacho on Long Island.
I'll take a picture of it. It's fantastic.
Do you like make it? Or?
I don't know. My mom does it every Thanksgiving. I'll see what she does.
Italian thing.
Switching gears a little bit, more baseball news. The Dinos are champions. We were on them from the start. I mean,
if I just didn't like our sports, like the NFL and basketball, I'd be rich. I would just bet the Dinos all the time.
They just kept winning. Also, that season went so long.
Oh, my God. I could not believe it just ended yesterday.
I think they just went with a full season. There's like,
start in like March or April?
The heart of the pandemic was going. No one in the world, no one in America was doing a thing, and they were just playing KBO.
I would say April it started.
Yeah. And did you see the sword?
I guess that's hard.
So sick.
Is that the trophy, or is that just a...
So I read it has something to do with the team itself, but like...
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
So sick.
You could just have a sword for now on. Giant sword. best trophy.
The way
in
they
sports.
Revealed it too was cool.
Oh my god, unbelievable! Congrats to Dinos. Yeah, they got a Fort Clem's video. It was so funny.
I watched it so many times. The cigar with the candle.
He's the best.
So far. Oh, I mean, we fucking released shirts for the Dinos. Yeah. What a world we were living
they
in.
They cease and desist. They sent us. Well, me. I don't know. I don't think they sent me a giant Dino. Like and a dino,
oh,
like...
We got cease and desist on that?
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck
the
dinos.
Yeah, fuck the dinos.
Nobody gives a shit about KBO. We're trying to give some publicity, and they're going to sue?
That's yeah. fucked
we
up.
We sold like 100, and then they said, nope, no more. I don't think I even got one, to be honest.
I got one either.
Yeah, unbelievable. But yeah, so I guess congrats to Dinos, but also go fuck yourself, yeah. Dinos.
I would have been rooting against them, but I
yeah,
that.
Me too.
Yeah, I got into... Oh, real quick. Me and Mush hung out all weekend. We had a great time together. Just had a great time. And many times, we're just like, Tommy would never come out with us.
I got...
Where? Hoboken?
No, we went... I was in the city for work, and then we went to the gym. And I ended
up... Which is sad, because it's so quiet
inside?
Now.
Inside? Like, what
yeah, inside.
You guys get tested yesterday?
I got tested yesterday.
Inside? Dude, we were literally...
Slide over.
Dude, it couldn't have been more empty. It was like sad how empty.
But
it was.
I went to Hubs's and I ended up just taking a lot of shots, and I pretty much coached Zah to not throw up on the way home to my apartment, and then he just was on my bathroom floor.
You saw my apartment?
Yeah. Nice apartment.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have come to your apartment.
No, you wouldn't have.
No,
I don't go to Hoboken.
No chance you would have.
I don't go to Hoboken.
What'd you do this weekend?
Friday, we were chilling at the office for a little bit, and I went to Outback Steakhouse for dinner with Trent, KB, Nick, Jeff Lowe, and Chef Donnie.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, thanks for the invite. It was sick.
You guys weren't in the office.
Yes, I was.
Not earlier in the day. You were off to Hubs's. And then Saturday, I had a friend come over at night. A guy, not,
oh,
but not
whoa.
Gay. But so here's a funny. I know you gave me a look.
I mean, you couldn't have explained that worse.
Here's
I had
a
friend
funny.
Come over.
So it's me and my other, not Spider. Me and my roommate that's not Spider. Our friend, he came over. He was over for whatever, a few hours. He left at like 12:30, and like he called me, and he was like, "Hey, like my Uber app isn't working. Like I can't get an Uber. Could you just let me back up? I'll sleep on your couch." I was like, "Yeah, sure." So like I have a security guard at the front desk. And, like, so you have to say I'm going up to yada yada. And so she calls up, like, "Hey, your friend is here." Like, so it looked like I was just having, like, a booty call guy over, like, 12:30. So I was going to be like, "Oh, yeah, like, you know, he forgot his football up here." But,
he got his protein shake.
Yeah, we were just lifting.
That's hilarious. I got into something on NBA Twitter last night that I didn't think I'd ever get into. But before we talk about that, talk to you about Cuts Clothing. Cuts is...
That's all I wear.
It's just...
You don't even need to read anything.
Hey, honestly, I literally have cuts on right now.
It literally just wearing
it. You honestly don't even need to read anything.
So comfy.
We're going to read something.
Anytime I go out, I wear a Cuts shirt.
Yeah,
it's
we're
the
walking
most,
billboards.
It's the coolest look you could ever have. I'm going to tell you, I went out on Friday just to Pat's bar just to say hi. I got like 3 compliments.
Anytime, anytime I'm with friends I haven't seen a little bit and they're with their girlfriends or like fiancés, they're always like, "What is this?" And I tell them and I say, "Hey, use promo code, which is
and then
porch."
They leave their fiancés for you
immediately. Yeah, no, but many, but like, and then I'll get like a
Cuts
text.
Clothing, steal your friends' girlfriends.
Yeah, but I've probably gotten like 3 of my friends' girlfriends to buy their boyfriends like Cuts Clothing just from wearing in general. But for better or for worse, 2020's kicked off the work from home era. And everyone's asking the one big question, what are we supposed to wear? And, you know, you do the suit and tie and all that. You don't want to look like a schlub. The perfect thing to wear, because you can wear it anywhere, is Cuts Clothing. Wearing a tie for – when's the last time you wore a tie?
When I wear them for advisors.
Okay.
Outside of that, probably college broadcasting or like a wedding.
Yeah, I can't tell you, but Cuts Clothing is the perfect solution to your work-from-home wardrobe confusion. Cuts is the best in the world at making technical apparel for the sport of business. The T-shirts, polos, hoodies. The hoodies that we recently got, phenomenal. I wear literally
the maroon one
all the time.
Big heat.
I need to make another order, actually, now that I think about it. But they've got enough quality and style to wear in the office, on a date, anywhere in between, so you don't have to choose between a classic look and a modern feel. Cuts just has... has everything you need. The fit, fabric, and function. The cut started out in 2016 by making what GQ calls the only shirt worth wearing. If GQ is shouting you out saying it's the only shirt worth wearing, pretty much.
That's us. Great.
Our endorsement and GQ, you can't really get any better endorsement for fashion. But yeah, the athletic tailored look is perfect for work, a date, and everything in between. They're custom engineered wrinkle-free. By the way, wrinkle-free is so clutch for them. I always run into trouble with wrinkles because I don't own an iron board in my apartment. I need to get one. But actually, I don't need to get one because I just wear cuts all the time and nothing really gets wrinkled. So cuts is the best. It's loved by your favorite athletes, Luke Voigt, big cuts guy, entrepreneurs, and even podcast hosts like us. And it seems like everyone's wearing cuts these days. So right now you can get 15% off your first order by going to cutsclothing.com/porch, cutsclothing.com/porch. And that's cutsclothing.com/porch for 15% off the only shirt worth wearing. So Friday, I had a few drinks. NBA Twitter popping off. NBA offseason popping off. You know, contracts left and right. NBA money, I'll never understand it. You just get Gordon Hayward, $120 million for 4 years. It's just bananas to me.
I knew NBA money was crazy a few years ago when Solomon Hill got 4 years, $52 million. I'll never forget that. I don't know why that's permanently ingrained in my brain. Solomon Hill.
Yeah, and then
like the ninth man on NBA.
You don't even hear that guy's name anymore. But Marcus Morris, I'm a Knicks fan, and I actually love Marcus Morris. I actually constantly text with Clem, like, you need a Morris to win a title because they're, like, the ultimate enforcers, the guys you don't want to fuck with and all that. And I love them on the Knicks, and, you know, we traded in the Clippers and, you know, flipped them for a good pick and all that. But, I tweeted on Friday he got 4 years, $64 million. I mean, it's just I don't think Marcus Morris deserves a four-year contract for $64 million. Meanwhile, it's from the Clippers. Serge Ibaka, perfectly like good basketball. I think he averaged like 17 points last year. Gets $19 million over 2 years. So like I see those contracts and I'm like, how? What's going on here? And Marcus Morris was a fine Knick and he put up good numbers because he's on the Knicks. But now he's on the Clippers and like people are like, oh, he's a good player. In games like 6 and 7 this year against Denver, he was 3 for 14 from the field. He's not like, it's not worth $15 million a year, more than $16 million a year. So I tweeted like, what in the fucking world? Like Marcus Morris getting this. Didn't think anything of it. Calls my phone. Last night, towards the end of the Monday Night Football game, Marcus Morris decides to see my tweet and quote tweet it and basically tell me he's got 5 for me and then I'm a chump. And I was just like, if there's one guy or two guys, his brother, Markeith, but like if Paul George tweeted at me, like if any NBA player tweeted at me, I'd brush this. I mean, it'd be cool, but like I wouldn't be like panicking and lock double bolt my doors. The Morris twins tweet at you, you're as good as dead. They're the scariest people on the planet. It was not fun.
I always find it kind of sad where they, like, he searched his name to find your tweet. Like, you didn't.
We're trying to figure out the rundown of how you think he came across.
I think a lot of athletes just type their name into Twitter and see, like, and you're probably the, like, one of the most followers is talking about him. I know.
Didn't get that many tweets. I got like 400 likes.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't a viral tweet.
The thing with, like, athletes, you don't get a lot of times they're not added, not out of like being scared, but it's just not naturally like anyone who talks about us online, we're gonna get added.
Yeah.
Right? We don't have to Google Tommy Smokes, Eric Cubs, Marty Mush, like people are not like people will just add. I think as an athlete,
unless you're a coward,
right? But I think as an athlete, people are they don't at you. So I mean, I probably would do the same. I'd probably be looking up my name.
I wonder if I would because like if I'm depends how good I just I got 64 mil.
Depends
like,
how bored you are, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it comes out. If you're just laying in bed, it was a Monday. Like, I mean, the football game was pretty good. Maybe he wasn't watching it.
But I do like when athletes do that. So good for him. Like, I like when they interact.
But not when it's Marcus Morris, a guy.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny, too. Wait,
there are a lot of people rooting for it to happen.
See, I didn't think that he meant punch you, though.
That's what, so Dave claims he didn't think so, either.
I didn't think
that. I got didn't 5 know for it you. All. I just was like, this is just
phrase. Well, I joked, I like, maybe he just wants to give me a high five. Maybe he wants to give me $5.
No,
but
see,
I was like,
I
got 5 for you means, like, 5 fingers or he's going to slap me or something. I don't know.
I thought you fucked up I thought you fucked up his deal because you said 4 years. I thought he got 5 years.
No, didn't fuck up the deal. I mean, yeah, he's got decent numbers. I don't think he's worth $64 million, but whatever. I don't hate Marcus Morris. I don't have a grudge against him, but that's a guy that I'm going to double up my door, and anytime the doorbell rings and we don't know who's coming over the apartment, I'm going to hide under my bed because you never know. That guy is – and I think his response to – I wrote the blog, and he responds to the blog. Thanks for the clicks, by the way. He definitely gave me some clicks doing that. But he was like, no, I don't want to fight you. Why does everybody think that? In the blog, there's a 10-minute compilation video of him just fighting people in the NBA. And, like, he's – I think he also – he had a story where a mentor of his sent him and his brother's mom – his mom an inappropriate text. So they came and found him and beat the shit out of him. Allegedly. He was acquitted, but nice. Take it what it is. And then also in college at Kansas, him and his brother Markeith just fought the whole football team. The entire
no, they're fine. Like,
I like that.
Dave was sending the rundown. I always think of Coley when I think of the Morris twins.
Yeah, Mook.
Think of Coley
yeah.
talking about how scary they are, and they are.
Yeah, terrifying. So hopefully we're.
Be funny if he beats you up. Maybe we'll come on the podcast.
No, bygones be bygones. Let's just move on. And good luck with your money. Congratulations. You got $64 million than me. So
look, it's backtracking. Sad.
Oh, I don't want to die. I'll do anything to avoid.
As a podcast, I was sad you didn't invite him out to our podcast. Yeah.
No, people were doing that for me. They were just like, come on.
Yeah, well, sad.
Some battle with fists, we battle with microphones.
Yeah.
Not that good at it either.
No. Some Yankee news, because this is a Yankees podcast. Luke Voit trade rumors are just heating up nonstop. I've had enough of them. I'm sick and tired of them. Everyone wants Lindor. I don't think Lindor's ever happening. But I'm just tired of the Luke Voit trade rumors and what this guy's got to deal with and what he's got to earn. And it's like someone made a good point that I saw on Twitter. Forget who. But like, he is the embodiment of what we want of the fire of the New York. Like, he's the only guy who gave a shit. Like, all 2020, when shit hit the fan, he's the guy who speaks up. And you want to trade that guy, the fire, the voice of the team? I think it's just a gigantic mistake. And I know, yeah, sure, Lindor, having Lindor and DJ, fantastic. I also don't think they want to pay Lindor and DJ. I think they're going to choose one of those guys. And I don't think they're going to trade. Just makes no sense. I mean, he's a first baseman, whatever, and this is his peak value. But the man just led the league in home runs, is the heart and soul of this team, and you're not paying him much for the next 4 years. I'm not touching him in a trade.
Yeah, like, I get why people are saying it. Like you said, they're thinking, oh, his value's so high. He's the home run king, yada, 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 Francisco Lindor. But if you're going to give him up for Lindor, that means you're not getting DJ. I'm not giving up Voit and DJ for Lindor. As good as Lindor is... You know, I don't think you...
And people will be like, oh, let's just have both DJ and Lindor. I don't think they're going to willing to pay DJ $80 to $100 million. Jack Curry reporting that he wants $100 million over 5 years. Yeah, and then Lindor's going to be a $250 million player. You're not just trading Lindor for a year, so you're going to extend him. So I don't think, especially after Cole, and I know you want him to be the big bad Yankees, but like in a realistic sense, like they're not putting $700 million into those three players over the next 10 years.
I think it's lingering... Voit just seems like he's one of those guys that's always going to keep being brought up in trade rumors, like Clint Frazier,
bullshit.
Sort of to a degree.
I think 5 years with 100 mil is cheap.
I was going to say, if that's
million,
what DJ wants, do it in a
heart. So Jack Curry reported that. Obviously, sign. Let me sign wherever. But as always, it's going to be that year. And I think they do 4 for $80. I think they maybe.
He's not that old, and he's a hitter that, like we said before, is like a Jeter. He'll hit till he's fucking.
He's not a power hitter. He just hits base hits. Yeah. Like it's just going to keep you. Sure, the defense may decline, and the defense is starting to like. He's not like a Gold Glove guy anymore. But like, I don't know. It's just like you pay that guy 4 or 5 years. Don't even think about it. Like you don't go into next year. With having that cloud and the questions of like why the fuck didn't they sign DJ LeMahieu and all that, so I just think I hate seeing these two things of the Voit rumors and the DJ. Although it does seem I have if I were to put my confidence level here, DJ's back 85%. That's how good I'm feeling about DJ.
Mine's also my percent has gone down just a little.
Down.
Bit.
Mine's gone down since the end of the season.
Yeah,
it goes the longer happened. It goes, long, yeah.
Right.
And just keep seeing all the rumors is pissing me off. Just seeing anything, especially the Red Sox and the Mets, is just pissing me off.
Yeah, for sure. Clappish, our boy, tweeted, this is subject to change. The wording of this is weird. He said, this is the subject to change, but I hear Yankees are leaning towards tendering Gary Sanchez a contract. He could be back in the Bronx after all. Yeah, like, he was getting some shit. Like weird way to, like, phrase that. Like, I think the foregone conclusion is that Gary – I think it would be a shock if Gary's not back.
Yeah. And if he's not back, it's because they traded him.
It's not because they didn't – they're not
right.
just going
to
let him
it
go
would make
for
no
nothing.
Sense to do that, yeah.
Zero. That's the, like, illogical. There's no way. So Clapp was getting some shit for that, but –
Yeah, I mean, it makes no sense. We don't have, like, a
I mean, there are people that are, like,
catcher.
Non-tender him, but
– But no.
Well, the idea would be he goes – So the $5 million or $6 million you're going to pay him, you have that to spend, then you go get like a James McCann or something like that from the White Sox or whatever. But I think the potential of Gary compared to those guys for $5 million, you just ride with him one more year. You guarantee now, like I said, don't guarantee him a starting job. Make him work for it. He's working for it right now in winter ball, and then make him earn it in spring and see if he beats out Higgy. If Higgy beats him out, then just do a fucking platoon and split or whatever. But I don't think Gary should go in next year as a starter. I don't think he will. And that hopefully sparks him and changes him. He works fucking hard. He works his ass off. And he's already, like, literally looks thinner out there. So, listen, we're rooting for him because Gary Sanchez, if he's any better than he was last year, that's a good thing. You know, like, yeah, improve yeah. Gary Sanchez.
I mean,
it's almost like trading for him. Right. And he still has the pop. Just needs to hit the ball. God damn it. I wish this wasn't an issue. And then a few signings or rumored signings. Charlie Morton of the Braves, a guy that I wanted on the Yankees. I wanted him to go after. He didn't. Atlanta got him for 1 year, $15 million. What was, like, Big T's blog today about, like, he's like, the Braves rotation next year is salty. It's like, I've never even heard that terminology before.
Salty
what?
Means, like, you're mad.
Upset.
Yeah.
And also, of all people to use a slang term like that, Big T would be at the bottom of my list.
Charlie Morton is coming to Atlanta, and the Braves rotation is going to be salty.
Well, that's just probably because, like, you editors probably told him, like, hey, you got to stop saying the Braves rotation's going to be good this year. Like, he's probably
just blame this on me somehow.
No, I'm saying he probably thought.
I mean, as an editor in chief, you could have changed the headline.
Yeah, that is true.
I wasn't on at this hour to do this.
Oh, wait, I thought you worked all the time.
I was blogging. Oh. I was doing real blog. I was doing my blogs.
So easy, you know.
No, but yeah, I don't get. I mean, good signing, but I don't get the salty thing. I would love him in New York, but good that he's not like. Like, he didn't sign back. Like, nice. He won't be on the Rays. Good. Yeah. That's an improvement, although they probably have 15 other
fucking
guys.
Their rotation will be good. I don't know about salty, but it'll be good.
The Rays?
The Braves.
Braves, yeah. and then there's the Blake Snell trade rumors. No surprise. And it's like, yeah, they're going to try and get as much value as possible. That's what the Rays do. Good. Get Blake Snell out of there. Hey, I take Blake Snell in the Yankees.
Yeah,
you wouldn't say no.
No, I wouldn't say no to Blake Snell.
Would not say no to Blake Snell. And then the Red Sox are reportedly interested in J-Hap.
Good for them.
Have them.
That's a good. Finally, the Red Sox doing something right.
Excellent signing. It's a great way to spend your signing. Money.
They have our recommendation.
Yeah,
we'll write a letter of recommendation.
Lowest ERA in Fenway, like one of the lowest ERAs like ever.
You know he'll come back and like kill the Yankees.
Next. Probably throw.
Yeah, that's why I want to stop saying this because he's probably gonna be unbelievable.
I don't think so. I think
he probably will. Just
all I heard when he was making that game one start in the ALDS in 2018 was like lowest ERA in Fenway. He's a Red Sox killer, and I think he lasted two outs in the first inning. So, good luck with him. But yeah, so we're gonna end the show here with a little snake draft here to get you in the Thanksgiving mood and kind of like get us back into the holiday spirit before. We get to that. I want to talk to you guys about our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. What day is it? If it isn't Wing Tuesday, then who cares? If it is, Buffalo Wild Wings is now open for dine-in. To come, get one free. Traditional wings serve hot to table or to go with takeout and delivery. And my personal favorite Thursdays, boneless Thursdays, were made for boneless wings. And with Buffalo Wild Wings now open for dine-in, be sure to stop in for boneless Thursdays with buy one get one free boneless wings serve hot to table. Or to go with takeout and delivery. The BOGO of equal value free. Available at participating locations. Size exclusions may apply. Not valid any other offer. And availability of dine-in varies by location. Delivery is subject to availability. And fees may apply. TJ's dad chimed in over on over the weekend. He got himself. He loved the ad read so much on last week's show. He bought himself some wings. Some Buffalo Wild Wings.
Did it for Boneless Thursday.
Unbelievable. Huh. Boneless Thursday. TJ's dad. Our number
one fan. I said this a few weeks ago I did it, but like around this time, I start thinking, what's time we getting for dinner? Buffalo Wild Wings sounds pretty good.
Yeah. What's your sauce selection if you get, like, say you get 10 wings and you get two sauce choices?
I always do one just regular medium buffalo. And then I sometimes get the garlic parm.
That's good.
But I like to switch. The Chipotle barbecue rub. Yeah. It's good. It's on a sauce.
It's like honey barbecue.
I'm a honey barbecue guy.
I go half honey barbecue and then half Asian zing. It's kind of like a
see. I don't like Asian.
My friend gets that. He said it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and then my dad gets mango habanero, which is like way up on the heat scale.
Your dad always has accompanying him an interesting type of like IPA. can always count on.
Dude, have you seen his beer fridge? It's like
no, I haven't been to your house.
No, he tweets pictures. He's on like this.
I didn't get that one.
His fridge.
He's on like a beer social media app that like tracks what you've drank and like your ratings. And his unique, he's closing in on 2,000 unique beers drank.
Oh,
logged. So like unlogged, he's got others, but
like, that's
2,000
even,
unique beers logged.
How does that become, who made that a thing?
I don't know.
They had something like that.
A ton of people on it.
They had something like that at Syracuse at this one bar, Fagan's. Come on Wednesday, they do flip night of your beer or whatever, but it's like a beer tour or whatever of some sort throughout the year, and you have like a checklist of some sort, and there's like 100 different beers to like try.
Yeah,
you have to get your name on the wall or whatever. I didn't do it, but
he's really into it.
Yeah. But sports are finally back. College basketball back from mush.
Yeah.
Wednesday, like 15 hours of basketball, whatever, right?
94 games.
Unbelievable. And then obviously you got football and baseball soon enough, NBA. We're getting back to the swing of things. Sports are finally back. There's no better place to watch than the sports bar. So get to Buffalo Wild Wings, where the beer is cold and the wings come in 24 sauces and seasonings. We just went over about 12 of the sauces of our favorites, so we're clearly big fans. The stands may be empty, but hot wings, cold beer, and the wall-to-wall TVs at Buffalo Wild Wings are calling. As always, please drink responsibly. All right, so we're going to do a little bit of a draft here to end the show. Things we miss from Yankee Stadium. And this was new Yankee Stadium, correct? Not old Yankee Stadium?
Yeah. Yes, Yankee games. Being at Yankee games.
Okay. As the host of the show, I'm going first.
All right, I'm going second.
And we'll do snake draft. So Mush will go we'll go twice there. Is TJ involved? TJ, were you ready?
I prepped. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So TJ can go too. I feel like I'm going to run out of things. I've listed like a few things. I didn't list enough. And I don't think Mush prepared at all.
I have a lot.
Okay. Number one. Now, this is anything. This is truly anything about the Yankee experience, right? Well, key to my heart, number one. I mean, I'm going to
go LaBelle's.
LaBelle's. Yeah. I mean, if you don't go LaBelle's number one, then I don't know what you're doing. I actually was... I was looking up
now, TJ, maybe write these down for a graphic, like what, you know, because we'll put a graphic out. We'll see what you want. But like, what do you want in the graphic?
Because TJ's going, four choices each? I feel like 25 choices total.
Five's fine.
No, let's do four.
Four?
Yeah.
That's 20. 20's a lot.
Let's do four. And also, Tommy just mansplained to TJ how to do his job.
Yeah, what was that about?
So no, I just mean
no,
like,
you did.
I feel like, we should specific, and this is a big thing. I went on a... Barstool Chicago snake draft, dog walk snake draft, like they always specify what you want on the graphic because people, I mean, obviously we want them to listen, but we want them to vote on the graphic. So you got to like, I mean, yours is
I want a picture of LaBelle's.
Yes, you're, well, it's not a picture. Just
picture of LaBelle's steak.
It would just be the words. But I'm just I'm just saying like specify what you want in the graphic.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The description of it.
Yeah.
Got it. But yeah, LaBelle's, I mean, I was scrolling what something else was called on like a menu or whatever, and I came across just a picture of a LaBelle's steak sandwich, and I just got sad because I just want that again. But yeah, I miss LaBelle's is a tradition for sure.
I feel like you get – so I'm going to say crowd during a rally. Crowd – like getting into a huge, you know, bottom
the roar,
eight,
the roar
rally.
Of a crowd. I
yeah,
feel like would
roar
be your,
of a,
would
yeah,
be your
the
title.
The roar of a crowd is Pussy. What we want for a title there. That's an easy one.
Okay. Pussy. I miss the when you guys took me to the game. That downstairs VIP club with the
Legends
lobster.
Club.
I missed the Legends Club.
It's an ex.
Mr. Fucking Bougie Marty over good. Here.
No,
I mean,
that was
awesome.
I certainly had that listed yeah, here. I mean, lobster, steak, ice cream,
sushi.
Anything you want.
We went almost there every inning.
So much better than sitting in the bleachers.
Oh, my God.
And like, people are like, oh, I like the feel of the crowd.
Not to take away from the bleachers, but I will say, like, if you go there once, Legends,
can't go back.
It almost like
can't
ruins.
Go back to the bleachers.
Yeah,
I got scoliosis. I can't be sitting no back. Go.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go at the bleachers.
Oh, pussy.
pandering
pick.
No, I grew up going to games in the bleachers.
Yeah.
I know you guys had fun when we went to the one game in the bleachers during the playoffs last year.
It was not nearly as good as Legends Club.
Yeah, because you don't get to like eat fine dining, but you're with like the real fans. You're with the people. You're not with like the posh celebs.
I hate the real fans thing. I hate it.
There's plenty
have
of real fans
in the
Legends Club.
Sat in the bleacher
Club.
Creatures
I
section
have, of
and
course
done
I've,
roll call?
Yeah,
and
I don't do the roll call.
So you're not a real fan.
I am. I just don't. I'm like, I don't feel like yelling the entire game.
It's the first inning.
It's
fun. It's
actually nice sitting in those padded seats. Fucking.
Right. Yeah, people going to hate your answer.
Both have their advantages.
Go again.
Yes. So I have a question. Am I allowed to do things that are.
Anything. Anything.
Just do anything.
I'm going to go with Billy's.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
As my second pick.
Definitely.
All right. My second pick is the fields outside the stadium.
Oh, that's an awful.
You've won it back. We lost this draft. You can't take it back.
I know. I love it.
Is this because you like running in fields?
I just like watching. They are the worst baseball players ever on that field single time. I don't care. They're the worst. It's unorganized.
That's a terrible
you would think
pick.
That the field. I know it's terrible. It's just personally, I love going just to watch how bad they are.
What are you
going to
write in the graphic? Fields?
Field outside the field.
Not even Yankee Stadium field. Yeah. Just a field. Is it McCain? Coombs? Dan Park?
Yeah,
like that?
I always park right over there and I walk out when the hot dogs guy's selling waters and then boom, I watch the games and they're the worst baseball players in the world.
All right. My next one, walking out as New York plays after a win. That's a great
feeling. So, like, celebratory walkout.
No, it has to be with New York, New York
yeah,
playing.
Walk,
I
can
just say New York, New York.
Walk out after win with New York playing. Because now they play it after all the time. They play the Liza Minnelli version after loss, which was funny. But specifically, walking out after win, being like, we won, and, like, singing along in the Great Hall. Great moment.
Okay. I've got two. So, I'll go with... Well, you just took bleachers, and that's very broad.
Yeah.
You can't just take everything with bleachers. You're just like sitting in the bleachers.
The bleacher atmosphere.
Like I'm going to take beer showers.
Okay.
I love when a true chaotic moment goes on, and just people just lose their fucking mind, and beer goes everywhere. And there's that one A's fan who bitched and moaned because he got some beer on and whatever. Screw that guy. Yeah. So I'm thinking beer showers, and then I'm going to take. You took legends. I'll take. More food. I'm gonna take the chicken tender basket with fries and the soda. It's like maybe the coolest food invention I've ever seen.
Chicken
it's,
bucket.
It's the best value you can get for food anywhere. $20.
Yeah.
And it's just chicken tenders, fries, and a drink in the middle.
Oh, okay. That's a different thing than I was thinking.
Okay, but mine is just more
chicken
elite.
Drink,
chicken tender because that has tenders, fries, and the drink. Crazy.
Tom.
I'm going to go with
three good picks right there, by the way.
A live singing, has to be singing, national anthem. I love a good singing national anthem. I hate when they, we have a trumpet version. I like a singing national anthem at Yankee Stadium.
You talk about pandering.
Yeah, that's a huge
America.
Pick. It's a huge pick. No, if you don't like that pick, you're ISIS.
The real fans are going to see, you know what, Marty? Marty loves the field outside the field.
No,
fan. You want a real fan fucking
the banner
DJ.
Yet wave in the national anthem, and especially if it's a big game, like a
Do
playoff game, opening day. No.
I always say.
Maybe like a...
My third one is...
We're doing five each, by the way.
All right, fine. Guys. Fine.
What I do like, the real fans that you say, I do like the heckling of the right fielder.
Yeah, that's good.
It's one of my favorite things to hear, and I do miss that.
Like when Josh Reddick will just cry.
Yeah, like
what
when
you
they,
mean?
They look up their girlfriend's name and yell at her. Like, they just it's great.
Remember when we put the shirt out that said, we just hate people?
Yeah.
We just had a shirt that said, we just hate people.
That's fun.
I'm going to go with a slight alternate from your pick. Hubs and say the chicken bucket. It's a different menu item.
Okay, this
it comes
no,
in a.
Veto.
Veto.
There will be
veto.
Pictures
mine,
on the
mine's
graphic.
Fine, his is not.
No,
yeah, yours is fine.
It's a separate item.
No veto.
If you know
fine,
Yankee Stadium food, you know the chicken bucket.
Yeah, fine,
people started stacking them this year.
Don't
it's a big
expect.
White bucket filled with chicken fingers and fries.
Here's you want a fun fact about that? My bucket's better because it has a drink, fries, and chicken.
No, you can't stack your bucket.
No,
chicken bucket's better.
Don't need to.
Let him take that.
Yeah, you just lost. Yeah, it's terrible.
The chicken bucket's better, and anyone who actually eats food
as far as I'm concerned, this is just me versus Tommy at this point because they just have two terrible choices.
Just wait until you hear about
you're
going to
be stunned by this poll. No one even knows that the fields are there, Marty.
Did you all know them?
No, that's...
I know what
fields
are talking.
If you just come in a different way, you could have never seen.
If you take an Uber, you don't see those. You at least can drop those.
Coming back around, my fourth pick, I'm going to go with the PC Richardson whistle after a strikeout.
That's good.
Okay.
It's good. I just brings me back PTSD. Used to play a team that used to do it to me all the time.
Like strike you out?
Like when I got struck out, the scoreboard people would always do it.
Oh,
okay.
It's
sad. My fourth one is like the vendors that are going out. Cold beer here. That's I fucking
crack.
That guy is unbelievable. That guy always makes me laugh.
All right.
Also, my If I didn't have the fields, my draft is strong as shit. But.
Me? I'm going to say I got a lot of different options here. I'm going to say the Yankees running out onto the field. Yankees taking the field for the first
time. I mean, you're the biggest pander in the world.
Oh, wait, so I'm sorry. Is good picks pandering?
No, it's not good picks. Who gives a shit when they run on the field?
I love it, especially when it used to be Jeter leading them out. Now it's Judge. And they used to play My Time or Heart of a Champion.
It's a great moment. Well, TJ fucking so TJ cried over the fucking Trenton Thunder. I don't care what he says.
I'm living it on my mind. I mean,
that song's awesome.
No one's like,
everyone knows that song.
Yeah. No, I know they know the song. It's not like that great when they run on the field. They have to run on the field every game.
Yeah, but it's like you wait and you sometimes they'll have the camera in the dugout, so you see them waiting to go out and then they take the field. It's like, let's go.
This is at the stadium.
Yeah, they show it on the
They show it on the jumbo show.
Have you been to a Yankees game?
No.
He just sits outside at the field.
Okay, so I've got two to end it. Yeah. Being at a game and just witnessing an Aaron Judge home run.
This is all such bullshit.
There's nothing. I was there for the 490-foot home run against the Orioles.
My next pick.
All right, fine. But being there for an Aaron Judge home run where it's just like the moment it leaves the bat, you just like laugh out loud with how hard it was hit, the trajectory of it. I'm taking Aaron. Being just a witnessing an Aaron Judge home run.
Bullshit.
And final one is the Subway game. That's a good one.
See, now that's something.
Because that's unique. You can go. Now, one of you might do like the ball into the hat game.
Way better game.
But they have that like basically everywhere.
Yeah, and it's also incredibly easy.
Yeah, Subway game.
I think I'm 100% on
Subway game. You don't know who's going to win, and it's always electric. You have to. I don't care who you're with, what's going on. You don't go to the bathroom. You wait for the Subway game. Subway game.
All right, my last pick will be usually it happens in the sixth or seventh inning, debating with myself if I'm going to get a second dinner. Like, I'll usually, when I get to the field,
and
I'll start
Tommy's
off.
Terrible answer.
I'll start off with LaBelle's, maybe they have a pulled pork nachos, a cheesesteak. And then it's like, all right, it's like, again, it's like I'm kind of still hungry. This game's going long. And that's usually I'll go like a hot dog and a Miller Lite. Hot dog and a Miller Lite right at the game. Can't beat that.
Got it.
You?
No, mine's, I guess, Hubs is Judge's home run. Mine's
watching a Judge home run.
Let's see. My favorite is when Luke Voit hits a grand slam anytime. That's going to be it.
So you lost the draft.
No, that's the stupidest thing. No, my actual one.
I get what Hubs is saying.
My actual one is the ball game. The ball under the hat. Yeah.
Which I already just described is basically at any game.
Doesn't matter.
It's not unique to Yankee Stadium.
I actually like the match.
You guys.
All my things are unique to Yankee Stadium.
Judge hitting a home run.
Judge hitting a home run in Yankee Stadium. Yes, the crowd.
I mean, walking out as New York, New York plays is like number like
every. I mean,
dunk.
They do it every fucking time.
Yeah, but after
that's
a
the
win,
idea.
It's not.
Yeah,
it is a thing. No, it's
thing.
Not.
Go run on the field.
You guys are
go run on the field.
Close us out.
Well, right. For the whole Judge home run, I was going to say like the noise that the Yankee Stadium crowd makes after a home run. That's different.
Written down like seeing the crowd rise. Yeah. As a home run.
Change my pick. Yeah. He didn't do his pick yet.
No,
he didn't go to his pick yet.
No.
For sure.
Is it what he was saying?
No, mine's the lights flicker on and off.
That's a good one on my list too.
That's a good one.
I think that's sick.
That's a good one.
Like,
so what are you taking off?
The ball in the cap.
Okay, because I already told you that's a terrible pick.
No, it's a great pick.
The lights is a good one. If you just thought about it originally,
stand by your pick.
No, you're just a pussy that has to do pandering rat. Here.
You caved in to us shitting on your pick, but yeah, the lights is a good one. Sure.
I already had one that's only near and dear to me. The fields. It was going to be my number one pick.
I think Marty's just talking to himself at this point.
Well, you'll probably forget to even vote on the poll in the end.
Yeah, 100%. All right, so what's your last pick?
My
one,
last pick, I'm going to say going to pregame batting practice. I don't know if people still do that, but I like doing that.
I actually don't like doing that.
I love batting practice.
It's tough because if you get there even when the gates open, the Yankees are finishing.
Correct.
So
I like to.
Which
have,
I don't.
Like a,
I wish they changed that.
Right, yeah, bad pick.
I honestly like getting there. 4 minutes before the game. Like, no, I don't like waiting for the game.
No, I like going to Stans or Billy's. No one says Stans in this, but I am a person.
No, but that's
Billy's
fine.
Guy.
Getting to Billy's till 5 minutes for the game, 10 minutes for the game. Oh, I don't like
you're
sitting
about
in the
stepping
state.
Foot in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah,
well,
like
what if you got legend seats? Then you can just browse.
That's different.
I like to be in my seat about a half hour before the game.
I don't
start
like
my meal,
sitting
get there
waiting
for the lineups, national anthem.
Yeah, I'm very like militant about my stadium routine. If I go with my dad once a season, we go to Monument Park or the museum, usually Monument Park if there's new
stuff.
I was
wondering if someone's gonna take Monument Park, but
lines
once you go to it once, like, unless somebody new got added to it, it's like whatever. The museum, I don't know, have you guys ever been to the museum?
Yes.
On like the third floor. That place is kind of sick.
I think it's cooler than Monument Park.
Yeah, but like it's whatever. And then we'd go to batting practice, and then we find Lobel's at like two hours before the game or whatever, an hour and a half before the game.
Well, that's when there was just one Lobel's.
Right.
There used to be just one. It was down the third baseline. Me and my dad would have to get there at like basically 5 o'clock to wait in line.
Because
now
line,
you can, now there's like a Lobel's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks and to then, us.
Yeah.
We basically made it popular.
So can we hear our lists back?
Yes.
Like, complete lists.
So Hubs has Lobel's steak sandwich, beer showers, the chicken tender drink combo, witnessing a Judge home run, and the Jumbotron Subway game.
It's a good list.
Tommy has the roar of the crowd, walking out as New York, New York plays, a live singing of the national anthem, the Yankees taking the field at the start of the game, and debating whether to get a second dinner or not.
Are we?
That's
so the one of there's four of them are all pandering.
His last one is so bad, but the second dinner.
The four of them are all pandering.
That's a personal one. I don't think walking out as New York is a pander.
That's a pander.
The only pander pick I'll hear is national anthem.
Pandering or not,
crowd roar is just a no-brainer fucking first round.
Everyone
pick.
Fucking does that.
It
that's
sounds way
different.
Different at Yankee
no,
Stadium.
No, Yankee Stadium roar is very different.
Like I always picture just game four against the Astros, that comeback.
Yeah.
No, but him deciding a second dinner just is
that's
getting
a personal
slept on.
One, but I think a lot of times it's like you're at a baseball game and it's like how much food can I eat?
I do the same thing over like dessert or a cookie or something.
Yeah, like what? How much more food?
That's
can
not
I,
a second
I,
dinner. That's
but I'd always
dessert.
Rather go second dinner than
okay. And then Mush's
Marty has legends. He has the fields outside the stadium. He has heckling the right fielder, food vendors, and the lights that flicker after a home run.
I want food vendors yelling Cracker Jack as mine.
Yeah, let's just put
specifically
a paragraph.
You didn't say Cracker Jack's guy until I said it.
No way.
It's true. Check the tape.
All right, I'll take the cotton candy guy then.
Just say food vendors.
Why are you bottlenecking yourself? Why don't they take
food
all
yelling.
Food vendors?
Also, my description for mine will be chicken tender bucket, not combo. I don't want that to be slight. It's the bucket that makes it so elite.
Well,
with the
I have the bucket.
You said mine as chicken tender.
That.
Combo.
The drink thing with the chicken
right,
tenders
so that
on top of it.
That needs to be described.
I'm
going to
put a picture
okay,
of it.
Okay, okay, okay.
And then I have the bleachers, I have Billy's, I have the chicken tender bucket, I have the PC Richardson whistle after strikeouts, and going to batting practice pregame.
I think me or you.
I think I'm feeling good. I'm feeling very, very good here.
I wish
might get two votes
like
for his family members.
Honorable.
Guarantee that you
did. I'll guarantee I would.
You did? The fields. That's oh, my God.
So, I had just that I didn't take. I had crowd noise, Lobel's, Barstool at the ballpark, just a
oh,
shameless
fuck.
Plug.
I actually had that in my head, and I oh, that's fuck me.
Cheese steaks, just the smell. Like, the smell, like but the
okay,
mixture of, like, beer and peanuts and like food.
I was gonna say peanuts as well.
Gone together. Legends Club, walking out of New York place. Stans Billy's, Audi Club, a slept on club.
Yeah.
Lineups
sure.
getting announced. I almost said, but
Stans
lineups getting announced is hit or miss. If it's a
Stans,
playoff game,
Stans wasn't mentioned here or Bodega.
Stans Billy's, yeah.
Bodega's
national anthem sang live. Hidden ball, a YMCA, which I think is overrated a little bit, but
I hate the YMCA.
Yeah, but I mean that's something I'm sure people will have.
The dance or the Yankee
I thought you were
going to
do Kiss Cam.
Then Yankee Stadium doesn't really have that.
I think they do, don't they?
Very rare. Roll call, nobody really took unless we're.
I had it here, didn't do it because I already did one bleacher thing,
right.
So I didn't want to do two.
Hot dog, beer, Miller Lite combo, booing, just in general, booing is fun.
Booing is
fun. Have that. Pulled pork nachos.
I bet you like booing our own players more than other players. More than opponents.
Yeah, that's thrilling.
Yelling fat fuck when Gary fucking grounds out.
That is.
I thought you were going to do go to the bathroom. You do it more than like watching the game. Just running to the bathroom.
That's one thing I do not miss, is constantly getting up between innings and waiting on lines to go to the bathroom. But one thing I do miss is the, as soon as an inning ends, running out of my seat to try to beat everyone. It's like a little race.
Yeah. I miss Luke Voigt photobombing us. That was cool. That's kind of just me and you.
Yeah, that was cool when we were on ESPN.
Yeah, it was nice.
The whole night.
It was nice. All right, that's a solid. That was a solid draft. Don't want to steal Chicago's thing here. We're just like, hey, let's go into Thanksgiving with a little draft here. That's the show. Hopefully, as we end every show, let's just sign DJ LeMahieu and get this fucking over with. Let's give everyone a nice little holiday gift here. Tune in on Monday.
Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
Yeah, Black Friday sale.
20% off all Shoreport stuff.
And everything else.
And that's it. Everyone have a great Thanksgiving.
It'd be funny if it was just a Short Porch Black Friday.
That's it. But yeah, stay healthy, stay safe, eat a ton of food, and we'll see you back here next week. All right, later.
This is John Sterling. You've been listening to Short Porch, byproduct of Barstool Sports.